This is Dr. Subraj ringing up and asking to ask you about a patient, Atty Thomas, and the procedure was blood and stools, heme pulse and stools, autoimmune hepatitis, posterior pulmonary polyp, posterior gastric polyp. Her date of birth is 2/25/1955, and the condition of the patient is that the patient is not able to perform the procedure by asking to ask you with a heart force polypectomy, instrumental lumbar cavity, egress from a colonoscopy, posterior pulmonary polyp, posterior gastric polyp, posterior gastric polyp, examine portion of duodenum, Gaussian lung, now biopsy response, serious first for enterprise, reveal the body, the stomach appears to be thick and circumferential wall, mucosal wall, not specific nature, but multi biopsy, we're thinking about new plastic, we're seeing permanent changes, questionnaire, biogenesis, normal Z-Lax, patient is like application, patient turnarounds, came by getting by recurrence, seats for the rectum, like sigma is then called. That question is called a basic signal of fissure. Coming out, I saw two flat polyps, noted as proximal ascending colon. They're both about 5 millimeters each, they both more than a hard force polyp, successful, no post polyp active bleeding. Coming out, I saw hepatic flexure, another 5 millimeter polyp, but noted also which removal hard force polyp, successful, no post polyp active bleeding. Patient appeared to be having proximal ascending colon angiogenic dysplasia, not bleeding, no cardiac disease done. The rest of the colon unremarkable. The few part liquid is still everywhere, such as medical baritone, medical pressure, intraheron, no bleeding, so straight of essence, pre-term, which is not complicated. Point number, gastro esophagus, number two. Circumferential thickened wall of the stomach body, multiplastic inside, histology, regular, neoplastic, what's in the continuum, line dysplastica. Number three, multiple gastroenteritis biopsy, number five, number four, glossomy, duodenum biopsy, number five, colonoscopy, secant, number six, fair prep, number seven, polyp, two polyps noted, 5 millimeter each, the proximal ascending colon, one of the heart, force of polyp, successful, no post polyp, active bleeding. Number seven, patient have proximal ascending colon, non-bleeding angiodysplasia. Dr. Bixler, number eight, patient has hepatic flexure polyp, 5 millimeter, remove the heart force of polyp, successful, no post polyp, active bleeding. Number eight, number nine, hental hemorrhage, now bleeding. Recommendation, away from the stomach body biopsy, a pick and pull biopsy of the stomach wall. Even if the biopsy comes negative, patient going to have an upper endoscopic ultrasound evaluation for the pancreas cyst in the next couple of weeks with Dr. Bang. So I recommend to the patient to have the evaluation of the stomach wall also with the endoscopic ultrasound. To rule out if a new plastic changes or some equivalent changes of line and plastica. Number two, away from the stomach biopsy of the entrance, go ahead and go to the positive helic blood to interpret. Number three, away from the small biopsy. Number four, away from the polypathology and the polypathic comes in if you can last between 3 years. And number five, a patient restart plans for tomorrow. Follow on 2 weeks in addition, please send the copy to patient primary. Patient come to for a patient primary care provider and Dr. Anna Rivera and copy Dr. Bang and copy Dr. Padamseti. Day of procedure September October 1st, 22nd, and October 1st, 22nd, patient to our patient from bank.
I need to turn off the picture set.